get that in there. Making it 20 to 12, Dallas needs an answer here. They're even equaling buckets, but they're taking two to their three. Brielle again from up by the free throw line. This time, missed the backcourt now, so it's going to be an air ball there for her, but I'll tell you what, it's opening up. Brielle made those last two from the free throw line, shooting over. All it's going to take now is one pump fake, and she'll be able to dribble around there for an easy lay-in. On the paint.
She probably should have done that that time. She was a little too far out, I think, for her her range.
And this time, Mackenzie Parrish decides to take us from the top of the key and challenge the Bonnex defense, and she's going to draw the foul. And that foul is going to go against, I believe, Orban's going to pick up her first.
Oh, well, how about Shania Chambers? Comes out, two shots, two three-pointers, real quick. I guess that answers the question.
You know, you love it when those freshmen step up. Must be the year of the freshmen, because I tell you what, I watched a college game last night, and the two freshmen, from one from Baylor and the other one from Oklahoma, showed that they were not fearful freshmen. They carried the team. The one had 36 points for Baylor, and it was great to see them play. And the second shot is up and good. Both shots are good there by Mackenzie Parrish, extending the lead to 10 points, 22-12 over the Bonnex Hatchets. 1:15 to go here in the first quarter. This was the score you think we would have heard from Harbor Beach and Sandusky.
Taylor Brielle comes out, and Rachel Brielle with her two fouls replaces her, so that'll be interesting to watch how that plays out.
Long rebound there, Cassidy hopes to push it up the court, a nice handoff across the way, and misses it. She goes over and gets her own rebound, and this time she's fouled again. Nobody backs her out on these for Bennett.
Well, I think they're so surprised she missed the easy layup, but she did miss it, and nobody was watching, and she just snuck right on the backside, picked it up, and put the ball up again and got fouled.
And that foul is going to go against Mono. Her first, Ryan nails the other free throw, extending the lead to 23-12. Coming in for Bonnex is going to be Alyssa Kasiba.
Yeah, and she's a sophomore that they just brought to the tournament, so I'm kind of surprised to see her in so early in the first half.
58 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Both baskets were good there by Ryan, making the lead 24-12. Bonnex brings the ball up the court. Morrow, she comes to the right side. She passes it down low to Flieger. Flieger bounce passes it into Brielle. Brielle gets tied up there by Megan Parrish. We're going to put the ball down low. Freshman mistake. Getting that ball down low and letting the 5'5" or 5'2" player get in there and steal it from her.
Well, I think maybe the pass was a little bit low and she couldn't get up quick enough. And Megan Parrish has real quick hands, and she showed you right there what she can do if you don't protect the basketball.
And here we go again. Shania Chambers tried to dribble in the paint, but she lost control of it. Was picked up by Mackenzie Parrish. Now back to Megan, back to McKenzie. Now they're going to go to the left side to Clifton. Clifton swings it back to the top to Chambers. Looks like they might try to work for the last shot here. 23 seconds to go in the first. Swinging around to Logan Rowe, who's out behind the three-point line. Right side, she's going to dribble into the paint, take the shot. She goes up and over. Can't get it to fall. Orban gets the rebound. And 11 seconds to go. Marlo brings it up the court. 9 seconds to go. She throws it over to the inside to a wide open Orban. Orban calmly trying to make the shot up off the glass. Nice play by Orban there. 24-14. Going to be the end of the score here at the first quarter. End of the first quarter. 24-14. Cassidy with the lead. We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
Hello. You're on the air with Miss Know-It-All.
Boy, I sure hope you can help me. My relationship has lasted just this winter. It's been hot and cold. I'm looking for a more dedicated, consistent commitment.
It sounds like it's time for a separation and a move to a new, more lucrative relationship you can depend on. You've suffered long enough, my dear. It's time to go local. Hook up with Kohler Propane. With Kohler Propane, you'll find that long-term relationship you're looking for built on trust. Plus cozy nights, and you'll save money.
Call Kohler's Propane at 1-888-950-7975, and you'll develop a long-term relationship. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Would you like to be so close to the action that you see the players sweat? So close you can hear them call the next play? You can. There's always a need for new high school officials in all sports. It's a great way to get back in the game, give back to the game, and be a part of our young people's educational experience. Getting involved is easy. Go online to MHSAA.com to register. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Hey, we're back. We're back, starting the second quarter here. Cal City with a 24-14 lead. Logan Rowell led Cal City with 8 points. Freshman Shania Chambers had 6. Parrish had 6 as well. And Bonnex was led by Taylor Brewer with 6. So a little deficit to start second quarter here for the Bonnex Hatchets.
And the long three put up there by Morno, no good. Rebound control by Kansas City. They push up the right side, Parrish to Parrish. Now they bounce past Logan Rail inside. She lets the pass. It can't take it, so she's going to dribble, penetrate, go up for the hook shot. And it's no good. Rebound control there by Rhea. She gets pushed by two different players, and I believe that's going to go against Megan Parrish, picking up her first.
I think they're going to Logan Rail. Finally, Bedox backed out, got the rebound, and they got Kansas City into a foul.
Oh, yeah, it was Logan. Guess he called her for the push. I thought he was calling the reach on Parrish. Could have picked either one there, I guess. 24-14. We just got 30 seconds left. Clicked off the clock here in the second quarter. They try to get it inside to Orban. This time, no good. I'm sorry, Amanda Gintner's in the game for Ballas. I missed her coming in, my bad.
No, Amanda Gintner's quite a story. She missed most of last year with some injuries. She came back this year, didn't play a lot early in the season, but the second half of the season, even though she's not that tall, she plays the post and really gets good position and makes some nice, smart moves when she's in the ballgame.
And the Kaplan gets the rebound there on a long shot, and that time, Amanda Gintner had a good pass out, managed to knock it off Megan Parrish out of bounds. That X remains the ball, that X ball underneath their basket. 24-14, 7:15 to go here in the first half. Kansas City with the lead. Inbound to Taylor Brea, up off the glass, no good. Rebound Logan Rail. Rail pushes it to Parrish. Parrish pushes it up to Clifton. Clifton can't control it. Going to go out of bounds, turnover, Kansas City.
You know, early on, Kansas City, I think, only played six girls so far. Bellock's probably closer to eight or maybe nine, so looks like maybe a short substitution list for Coach Schinner tonight.
And we're going to get a turnover there on Moore, as she tried to do the crossover dribble, but carried it just a tad there.
You know, that's been a real tough spot for the Hatchets this year. Their ball handling at times has been suspect, and that's really hurt them at times.
Cassidy with the ball. Mackenzie Parrish covered there at the top by Janet. Now she gets it over to her sister. Back to the top to Mackenzie. Mackenzie goes left, spins dribble, comes back right. Covered good defense there by Janet. Ryle comes out to help her out now. They're content to just wait. Ryle looks for an open player. Get past to the middle. She has it tipped away by Bellock into the hands of Janet. Janet pushes it up the court. Pulls it back out now. Tries to go inside, but Megan Parrish is just playing intensive defense on her. Now she gets it over to Kasiba. Kasiba tries to feed it inside to Gintner, and Gintner can't get control of it. And it's turnover there. Got it.
Bellock is just content. They're playing a pretty tight man-to-man, but they've got to stop dribble penetration and they get some help by defense if they get beat.
Right there, that was a nice play by Morno. They're jumping in there and tying him up for a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Kansas City, but it was a good tie-up. You know, one thing that Coach Scott talks about when I have her with me, she counts deflections. Deflections as turnovers, and you know, that's something I never kept track of, but I've been paying more attention to them here in the last 2 years, and I'll tell you what, deflections are a very important part of this ballgame that you don't always get credit for. The person that does the deflection, of course, the person that gets the steal or the turnover because of the deflection usually gets all the credit. So.
Right. They're having an argument over here, but it was a jump ball call. It should have been Cassidy ball, and that is who they're giving it to. So.
And it is right because they came out and it was Dallas' ball at the start of the quarter. So. Rabidou, it used to be Shelly Rabidou, I don't know what her married name is doing the clock over there, and she's pretty good job at it, so I'm sure she's got it right on the button there. At the end of the first quarter, 25-16, Brown City is trailing right now.
Really?
I'm trying to figure out Eddie Fury's update there, wouldn't that's what you say or not? Or would you say it's Brown City?
I would say Brown City's leading that 25-16.
All right, well then we'll go with that for now until we get a better update from him. Thanks to Eddie Fury, and thanks to Dan Morawski, who's over in Harbor Beach, giving us an update. Hoping to get one from the Lakers' ugly game here along the way. And Logan Rail again from inside the paint, up and off the glass, makes it 26-14, Kansas City with the lead here.
That was a really good screen and roll by Kansas City, and Rail pinned her girl deep and then just rolled and got a perfect pass back and easily laid it in.
Janet rolled all the way down and threw it back out to Mona for Bellock, his first three of the game. And that's maybe just what they need right here, is that three-point. Now if they can get a defensive stop here, they can get some momentum going off of that three-point by Morno.
Well, Justine Morno is definitely their best outside shooter, and when she sets her feet, she can make them. And she definitely had her feet set, and I think Janet kicked it out to her at the right time, and she buried it.
She sure did. Janet got 5-2, come all the way down in there with the trees, and managed to bounce pass it back out to her. It was a nice play there. Again, Bellock almost got the steal there, and now they should get the turnover as Ryle carried the ball. Checking back in for Bellock is Flager, and Ellen McCaplin comes into the game. Going out is going to be Janik and Gettner. coming in for Cass City is going to be Haley Peters making her first appearance.